It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you aboard as we drop everything in the office. There we go. Great job. Good start. Great start indeed. Ready? You like that, Joe? Oh, boy. So this hour we are going to – we have actually a lot of things to accomplish. We got to talk about the Lions and the Packers. They kick off week four on Thursday night. We'll even throw a little SGP together for that since I believe FanDuel's giving you a risk-free again, right, Joe? I think they are giving you a risk-free. Yeah. Pretty sure about that. You got obviously a bigger number than I do, as always. But either way, we have that cooking. We have a couple of college football games on Thursday night. We have several other things. We'll start to get into a few of the other games for this weekend as well, ones that won't make the cut on Friday in terms of breaking down the games. And we will also – I got a little bit on Dame Time because I know you had your crack at that. I did not. So we'll have a little couple minutes with Dame Time and maybe even some Ryder Cup.
Ooh,
maybe I'll try to squeeze
juicy.
It in.
Juicy. Anytime we talk to golf.
Oh, anytime. Anytime you want to get the golf involved is
love it.
A very big day. Big day indeed. And I'm excited for it this weekend. I really am. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Another great weekend of college and pro football. That's all that matters this time of the year. And I will tell you this. I know there's the Ryder Cup. I know, you know, NBA news. But the biggest news for me. Now, are you sitting down?
I am sitting down. Sit down. I can't wait to hear
Besides
this.
Besides going to the gym, okay, and maybe getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
I look forward to this every year. The pumpkin spice coffee comes out. I only do
it's
it.
It's not out already?
It's out, but I don't drink it until October.
See, that's smart by you. But the problem is that it's usually gone by like midway through October because they've had it out for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, but no. And I make sure I don't buy the ones with the syrup. I make sure it's in the, you know.
Wow.
Once I get that first chill on a Saturday morn and I break out the pumpkin spice, then I know it's football season, baby. It's football season already, but once I throw on the first sweatshirt, you know what I'm saying? How about that?
Yeah, I did that the other day when I walked the kids to school. I put the sweatshirt on. It was early enough in the
morning.
Now,
how far is the walk? Is it about a quarter mile or are you going like 100 feet?
It's a 10-minute walk. Nothing.
Oh, look at you getting your cardio in.
It's not that bad.
Are you swinging your arms? Are you doing a little power walking to, you know?
Power walking. I'm dragging my daughter's bag and then another, and then a 2-year-old also. I mean, how much power walking am I doing?
Let me tell you, that's a lot of grit by you. That's a good job. That's
sure
a good
is.
Job. Tell
sure
you.
Is. You ain't kidding. Darn no. right, it's a good job. We're going to mostly do football, Joe, but I did want to at least get my crack in on Dame time. I will say, and we did a lot of this on Coast to Coast on Wednesday also, and I saw that he, like, I don't know if that tweet he sent out was, like, I guess his blessing, but I guess since cryptic. He said, like, onto the Bucks or whatever, onto the next chapter, hashtag Bucks or whatever it was he did, I guess that he's okay with that. So that's what really matters, Joe. We got to make sure everybody's okay. Now, interesting here, Joe. So they're now, weren't they, what'd I say when it first happened? 4-1, I think I said.
Weren't they 350?
Now it's plus 360.
Oh, yeah, well, it was,
and the Celtics so are 5-1. Suns are plus 550. The Nuggets are plus 650.
Yeah, but that's a lot of movement. I mean, come on, 350.
Well, they jumped to the top of the board, Joe. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of movement.
All I said was we've seen a lot of teams get star players. It all comes down to continuity and chemistry. If there's no chemistry between him and Giannis, forget it. They're toast.
I think that there's absolute scenarios where this is a disaster. Absolutely there can be.
I like Holiday.
Right. I mean, Lillard, obviously, better offensive player. Except Holiday, good defender.
No, but he's good. He's a good defensive player, Holiday, yeah. I feel like.
Good sandpaper guy.
Sandpaper. I like that. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, you got to have it. Always and Grayson Allen was, too. Grayson Allen off to Phoenix. And Coach made a good point to me about this. You know, Phoenix loses Ayton in this deal, but they added a lot of depth. And that's what they were missing last year, right? Remember in the playoffs, like yeah. KD and Booker, like, they would bring this just hack squad onto the court when those guys needed a blow, and they were all now they've built some depth. They've gotten some depth out of this deal.
So just they have by no hacks. They have no hacks.
They got a pretty. At least they got some decent NBA type guys who are going to come in the game. You know, which is better than what they had. And Ayton was a hump for them anyway. He didn't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So now he can go be a hump in Portland.
Yeah. You think, yeah. So what are you saying? You're going to buy the Phoenix Suns now?
I think the Suns are better today than they were yesterday.
All right.
I'll tell you that. I don't know if that means I'm buying them because I still don't, not sure if the top of their mix is going to work with Booker, KD, and Beal. I'm not, you know, that's a lot of guys who like to have the ball in their hands. But in terms of the middle to bottom of their roster, they improved that a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you could get me in on that.
I'm surprised the Nuggets are plus 650.
Why?
Because I still think they're very good. But it's real hard to win. Although, you know, in NBA, Joe, you see teams go on streaks, right? See teams win a couple when they win.
Yeah.
Now, we've had a couple one-offs, though, recently, right? Toronto was a one-off, that Kawhi. Even when this Warrior, you know, extra one that they just got, that was a one-off. They didn't get it done last year. It's tough.
I'm not. The Warriors are done. I mean, the Warriors are toast. I mean, if
17-1.
I can't buy into them. I can't.
What's the Buck win total here? What do they got for the Bucks?
I'll say I haven't even looked. Buck win total 61.
Nah, 55.5. 55.5. Give me the under, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Lions and the Packers, Thursday night, week 4 kicks it off. We're back after this.
The kind that laughs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe, a couple things before I get to this Packer Lion game.
Go ahead.
All right, so obviously the Jets and the Chiefs are playing Sunday Night Football. this week at the Meadowlands. More on that in a moment. But first, so they, I guess, you know, obviously it's, you know, on Wednesday they go to all the locker rooms, you get ready for this week's game. So they asked Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay about what he's seen on tape from the Jets and Zach Wilson so far. He, like, kind of chuckled for, like, 7 or 10 seconds.
Right.
And then, like, looked at me. He's like, I'm trying not to be funny, but a team that likes to run the ball. I'm kidding.
Completely unselfish.
Team likes to run the ball. Yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, they're going to want to throw those three running backs at us. That's kind of been the way it goes. And just to piggyback off of that, I saw this a couple minutes ago. So this is not an attractive game, Joe, on Sunday night. And Sunday night's obviously NBC, big, you know, that's you know, game of the week.
Big
supposed to be the best
item.
Game on
it's
the
a
card.
Big ticket item.
And
big
we know that, and there's going to be a lot, get ready, because there's a lot of this over the next few weeks with the New York Jets, especially before they can actually start to flex some of these games and move them around. You know, you're going to have this, especially early in the year. So they can't get out of the Jets and Zach Wilson on Sunday night with Patrick Mahomes coming to town. But, Joe, NBC has been saved.
Why?
They've been saved. Would you like to know why?
Tell me.
What was it that everybody just would not stop about with the Chief game last Sunday? What was more?
Taylor
what
Swift.
What made more news than the actual game itself?
Taylor Swift.
There's a tweet. There's a report that she's going to be at the game on Sunday night at the Meadowlands.
So what? So they're going to show her 47,000 times?
You know that they're going to. You know they're going to. These people are crazy, Joe. Like, do you realize that? Like, the Taylor, what do they call them, Swifties?
Yeah, Swifties.
They're nuts. And this is a brilliant move by NBC. They probably leaked this out there because they know that she's coming. When a big celebrity like that's coming, that's in the hands of, you know, the team, the stadium, the TV. Everybody knows who's going to be there beforehand. So knowing this, they get this out, and her crazy fans will tune in just to watch her in the box cheering for Travis Kelce. As crazy as that seems, I would never do it, Joe, but for some reason, some of these people do.
So what do you think we should do? How do we attack in this game? Kansas City or bust, or we're taking the
over? I'm laying it.
Oh, come on.
I'm laying
really?
It. I even told you, I think the number is a little weird. Like, there's something wrong with the number. Why is it so low? I feel like it should be more than 9.5. But I don't care. I'm laying it.
You're not scared.
I'm just scared. That's you want to talk about fast and loose? That's fast and loose. Matisse, you got this Willie Gay for us here? Is this Willie Gay when they asked him today? Let's hear him laugh. Come on.
Look on tape. What are you seeing from Zach Wilson and their offense?
Damn. That was a whole the team that wanted to run the ball, that wasn't, you know, to be funny or anything, but A-Rod got
it was, though.
It turned into a team where, like, in panic mode almost. That's what I see.
When you
panic mode. Yeah, panic mode, Joe. That's actually the perfect way to describe it. Panic
That's
mode.
It. DEFCON 5. DEFCON 5.
And then this, it's hard because you want to, it's almost like it's, you know, you're whacking the pinata when they're down. I understand that. You can just continue to take shots at them. So, of course, they all ran to Salah on Wednesday, ask him about Namath, and asking everybody about
Namath. Bring Namath back?
No. We talked about this yesterday. Namath went on the radio in New York and bashed, and was just not just bashed Zach Wilson. I mean, basically dragging him down 7th Avenue. It just totally, you know. So of course, but I mean, they can't go after Namath. They can.
Joe Willie Namath.
They can't go
you
after
him. Willie
I did.
Joe
I did
Coast.
Today. I did on Coast to Coast. I called him Willie Joe. So Joe Willie Namath. I did. I realized it after the fact too. I picked
Joe,
up on it in the break.
Like
I went.
Willie
I think
Jack.
I just called him Willie Joe. But either way. That's a guy they can't go after. They can't go after
Why?
Him. So what's Salah going to – whoa. What's Salah going to get up there? We don't care what the old man says. They can't do that. He's the only guy who's ever won anything in Jet history.
Yeah,
can't do that.
This guy, Salah.
He's finished after this year, Joe.
He is chopped. First of all, he doesn't have the type of personality to hold up in New York. Look, it's all great when Aaron Rodgers is there. He's smiling. He's ear to ear. He's – embracing Aaron Rodgers. Now the ship is going down like the Titanic right now. You know, people are jumping off that ship as receivers. You see, coach? You see? They don't like us. They said we're going to run the ball. Willie Joe. Look at Willie Joe. Look at what Willie Joe is saying.
Oh boy, Joe Willie.
You think he's gonna be able to handle that, Salah? Do you seriously?
Well, like the thing is,
he's got a personality like a box.
It's weird, Joe, because you would have thought with Rodgers getting hurt, that's an automatic free year, right? You can't blame him for this year. I mean, they lost Rodgers at the first series of the year. What do you want to do? But in reality, Joe, he can still accomplish getting fired, but with some of the stuff that he does and how he handles the rest of the year, it can still happen.
Here's what I don't understand, and I'll say this time and time. I know Zach Wilson sucks, right? I get that, but you're down 5 points, okay, with the game on the line. You have Garrett Wilson, okay? And Nate Hackett calls basically every pass play was a 5-yard out and hitch. And I understand he can't read coverage, but the game is on the line. Yeah. Have some stones and throw the ball deep. Maybe Garrett Wilson makes a play. These guys are so scared that, oh, I work out. I'm Robert Salah. Oh, Robert Griffin. Before the year started, oh, look at this build. Look at it. He's got no stones. He's got nothing. That type of personality does not cut it in New York.
No.
Okay? The people that won in New York, okay, Rex Ryan, Bill Parcells, right? They were guys that didn't give any. They didn't care. You meaning what I meant by that is they don't care. If you want to bash me, I'm going to bash you.
Coughlin.
Right, they were no-nonsense guys. They were type A type of guys. They didn't take, you know what, from anybody. Not like this Robert Salam. Okay, all right, we lost Aaron. I mean, Zach made some great throws. And, come on.
He is in a bit of a hard spot because he really doesn't have anyone else to play. Like, he doesn't. So he's got no choice, really.
What about Streveler? Roll Streveler.
They got rid of him. They got rid of him. Boyle's
back. Get him back on the practice squad. Get Streveler.
Old Tim Boyle is the
Tim Boyle. He's another one. See, this is what bothers me about.
Come
the
on,
NFL.
Give me some college nugget about Tim Boyle. Go ahead, Joe.
Tim Boyle sucked. Nugget. He sucked. He had a 47% completion percentage, basically. Right in the area of
he must have cost
50%.
You some ticket in college.
No,
come on.
He didn't.
Give me the
cost
story.
Me anything. Come on. Stop. Tim Boyle made an NFL roster? Tim Boyle. This is what I'm talking. Oh, he's so smart. He's articulate. He understands the offense. Come on. He went
must
to
have
UConn.
Been some game
went
at UConn,
to UConn
that
he
cost
sucked.
You. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. I'm done with the Jets. We'll come back, Packers and Lions. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Okay, Joe, we have the first game of week number 4 kicking off on Thursday night in Lambeau, in Green Bay, at Lambeau, where the Lions come to town to face the Packers. Lions have actually, Joe, dominated lately. They've won the last 3. Against Green Bay, and that was after a long string of them not being able to beat the Packers. So now they've won 3 in a row against Green Bay, including that regular season finale last year that kept the Packers out of the playoffs, the final game of the Aaron Rodgers career in Green Bay. So the Lions come in -1.5. They are 2-1 so far. The Packers are also 2-1. This total is 45.5. Packers are going to get back, it sounds like, Aaron Jones and Christian Watson, which is helpful to them. Interesting game, Joe. I think it could be a fun game. Usually, sometimes you never know with these Thursday nights. I think we're going to have a good one here.
I like Green Bay. And at the end of the day, I think Jordan Love and that offense will step up. Whether Aaron Jones or Christian Watson come back, it doesn't matter. Still like Green Bay at home. I think if they could get A.J. Dillon cooking a little bit, they're going to be a tough out the rest of the way. I like the way this team is playing. And Jordan Love, we talk about it. He probably won't get enough love, truly. But the MVP at 50-1, I mean, that's great value. If he could somehow, like, what if he throws 30 touchdowns this year? Is that going to be enough? And they go like 12-5. Does that get him the MVP?
Yeah, I think that that's a tough ask in his first year as the starter. I think it's tough. Because you know he's not going to have, like, just think about it, Joe. He could have a great year. Is he going to have a better year than Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Is he going to have a better year than, let's just say, whoever comes out of the Tua, Josh Allen, an AFC East situation? Is he going to have a better year than those guys? Is he going to have a better year than Jalen Hurts? You know, it's.
I know, but the expectation was so low for them, though. You know?
Yeah, but I get that. But I don't know. To win the MVP is that's a tough task in the NFL, especially with how driven it is with narratives and storylines and all that. I don't know. I think it would be tough to accomplish, Joe.
Okay.
I do. All right. But still, that doesn't mean they can't have. Look, LaFleur, I think, Coach of the Year, that's one you want to look at also. I think that would be the kind of award, Joe, that you would look at if they end up having the kind of year that you were just talking about. Because I think a lot of the stuff with LaFleur is, even though the Packers have been good, that he's been dragged around by Rodgers
right.
for the last few years. So I think that him having a year like that with now Love as the quarterback, I think he's the one who would get a little bit of the big credit here, at least in the first year.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. You know, at the end of the day, I think you're absolutely right. Personally, again, you know, they beat Green Bay twice last year, right? Aaron Rodgers was atrocious in both games.
Do we atrocious. Think Jared Goff, remember the game in Detroit where he threw 1,000 picks? Oh, he was awful enough.
Was it 3 picks he threw against them?
The game in Detroit, yeah.
Yeah.
So in Detroit was bad.
He threw 5 picks against them last year.
Yeah.
2 in the last regular season game. So, I like Jordan Love. I like the way they're playing, and at the end of the day, I think they win the ball game outright.
I think the Lions are better than the Packers.
Do you?
But that doesn't mean I don't think the Packers are going to win the division, and I think the Packers will win this game. But I do think overall, 1-53, I think the Lions are better than them.
All right.
But I'm still taking the Packers, Joe, like you. No, I'm taking the Packers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking the Packers. I think they're going to win. Now, this is Lions 1.5 now. I don't know what it'll be by the time they put the ball in the air Thursday night. 45.5 is the total. What do you want to do with the total?
Over.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't even ask you that anymore.
What are we doing with the same game parlay while we're on it? We should.
I can't even remember the last time you said you liked an under.
That's not true. I said I liked the under in the Cincinnati game. You don't listen to me. I said it. You don't listen to me.
Oh, the Cincinnati-Tennessee game?
No, Cincinnati Rams.
Oh, Cincinnati. What? Oh, on Monday night?
Yeah.
You said you liked that under?
Yes. Go to the tape and listen. Because of his calf.
I said it.
I said it. You don't care. You don't listen to me. When you're right, we got to throw the rose petals down the street.
Bouquets. Bouquets.
Bouquets. Rose petals right down down the red carpet. You know.
Not always.
Most of the time.
Not always. What do you want to do for the SGP?
All right, 2 each. Last week you cost us.
How did I cost us last week?
You took the under in Brock Purdy.
I did not take the under in Brock Purdy. You took the under in Brock Purdy.
Nah.
Everything lost last week, Joe. Nothing hit. All 4 were losers.
So
and you picked 3 out of the 4 last week. Remember that. Make sure you note that on the card. You picked three of the four last week. You
all
basically
right, you're getting
pushed
a little
me,
ahead of yourself.
You pushed me out of the way. You pushed me out of the way on the fourth
pick. I'm tired
of
getting bullied. I'm getting, all I do is get bullied on this show.
Well, it's not about tired of getting bullied. There was what are you talking about?
Bully ball with me. You know, I just come in, I give my knowledge.
Bullied. You're the one, you basically, last week was Joe's Restaurant, SGP. You pulled in, you sat fat, and you knocked me out of the room.
That's what you did to put the kibosh. You know what? Back on you, guy. That's exactly what you did to me last week. Joe's Restaurant, Mikey's Chapel, there. That's exactly it. You're going to eat big this week, I could tell. You're going to go 12-0 on everything.
I had good Sunday and Monday. I had good NFL this week.
I hit the NFL. The NFL wasn't the issue, even though I went 1-3. It was the college. You know it, and I know it.
Well, we're not talking about that right now. Last week, Giants and Niners, you did three out of the four picks, and they all lost. So let's go ahead. Now, can we start fresh here and actually maybe try to put some, you know, put a ticket, bring a ticket back to the window? Can we actually do that this week?
Go to your first pick. Put it in.
Fine. I will go to my first pick. And that's going to be Jordan Love, 2+ passing touchdowns at +116.
You can't put that in the same game, can you?
Yes, you can. I just did.
Jordan Love, 2+.
All passing touchdowns, 2+, +116.
Let me get this up. I just had it. I had to log back in. Hang on.
Ah, come on.
All right. Well, if he's throwing two touchdowns.
Well,
right?
You said you liked the over, so what's the.
All right, hang on. All passing touchdowns. I got it right here. Two. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
If he's throwing two, I like Dobbs over his receiving.
You like Dobbs over his receiving, and you just want a straight number, right? Not an alt? You're just going with a straight number?
I can't. There's nothing up there for the alt.
38.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. You next.
Jahmyr Gibbs for a touchdown. What?
All right.
Okay. Wait, you're not going to throw anything line related in there? What, are they going to get shut out?
No, I'm going to go back to. I'm going to do Josh Reynolds over 32.5.
So you're going back to the receiving yards. Okay. So you want Josh Reynolds over 32.5. Why do you like Reynolds so much?
You know what? Change that.
Okay, what are you changing it to?
They're not because they don't have the rushing yards up. I wanted A.J. Dillon. Forget it.
They don't have Dillon up because, obviously, as we sit here right now, they haven't made it official with Aaron Jones.
All right,
so that number's a little different if he plays or if he doesn't, which it sounds like he's going to play, but still. If you want to make it now, it's got to be without the Packer running backs.
$25 wins you $318.99.
Let me see that here, Joe. 25, 318.89. So Jordan Love, 2+ passing touchdowns. Romeo Dobbs, over 38.5 receiving yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown. Josh Reynolds, over 32.5 receiving yards. +1275. Crisp $25 wins you $318.89. I got to tell you, Joe, I got no complaints.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good to go with this. Putting it in.
All right, we're in. Yeah, because
I mean, you pushed and shoved me last week. You pushed me out of the way, and you
I'm
got your way.
I'm getting bullied with you.
Well, it's not getting bullied. I mean, if anything, you bullied me. I couldn't make my pick last week. You took my pick from
us. You gave us the receiver. What receiver did we have last week?
Hodgins.
Yeah.
You laid
an egg.
All four legs lost. You had three of them.
It was a bad week.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Timmy! All right, Joe. Timo. Now, not only do we have Packers Lions on Thursday night, we have three college football games. One with a pretty high total, one with a pretty low total, and one kind of in the middle, or maybe on the high side, that I think is way too high. Let's start with Middle Tennessee State visiting Western Kentucky. This is a 7:30 East kick. The Hilltoppers laying 6.5. 60.5 the number. We know that Western Kentucky loves to play fast and loose, Joe.
Fast and loose.
What do you got?
Is that... Oh, that was it? I thought you were going to give me a little more. No, I don't.
You're taking the over. That's it.
Just
going nice
it,
and simple.
Right at the rails. That was
no,
it.
I did not. Fast I and said, loose. And they love to play fast and loose. That was it. That was all I was saying.
I thought you were going to go on a diatribe. I like the over 60.5. Hennigan in this offense, not Middle Tennessee's. I'm thinking about
Hennigan.
Nah. I still have Hennigan on the mind from last week with Missouri.
Yeah,
don't
you and me both.
On that. I mean, Western nice Kentucky's defense can't stop anybody. They really can't. They're giving up like 35 points per game. I mean, Middle Tennessee State can score. 6.5, I don't... I would lay it with Western Kentucky because they're home, but I love the over. I think we could alt this over into the 70s. Can we get it up there?
What's maybe? Let's see, Joe.
What's totals, the highest we can go?
Buy, sell, all total points. You can go all the way up to 68.5.
Why don't I see the game?
Plus 186.
Oh, there it is. Why don't they have the helmets? It throws you off.
Well, they have the helmets for the, they have the helmets for the teams that matter.
No, that's not true. Stop.
Yes, it is true. That's why that you notice how they have true. Helmets for, like, legit teams. Like, legit teams have helmets.
Where do you see you could alt the total? I can't.
Go to more wagers underneath the game.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Go all the way over.
68.5, I'm willing to go. Yeah. Let's do it.
No? Next, Temple visits Tulsa. I'm not alting the total. I'll play the over 60.5. I'm not alting anything. In a game that I probably won't even see a snap of. Temple visits Tulsa. Little American matchup here. -3.5 for the Golden Hurricanes. 55.5 is the total. I think this is too much, Joe. I think this is a little heavy, this total. I don't think either of these teams are that great offensively. This is an under for me, Joe, at 55.5.
I'm not touching the under. I'm not. Stop. Mm. I can't do that. Temple can't stop.
You can't
stop
do them. That?
No, I can't do it. And that's still the strength of Tulsa. They're running for 170 yards on the ground. I like when they play at home, Tulsa. I think they're a better team. Temple getting absolutely knocked around by Miami last week on the road. I'm laying it. Temple's home?
No, I thought you were saying Temple got knocked around on the road. So I thought that's what you were saying.
No. Miami was on the road. They put up a 41 spot. I watched the whole game. It was amazing. They ran at will on them. Paris Jr. was all on the ground. It was crazy. It's Tulsa or bust for me. I'm not touching the total.
I'm on the total.
Why looking
at this now, Joe. All four of Temple's games have gone under 55.5 so far. Three out of the four Tulsa games have gone under 55.5. The only one that didn't was when Oklahoma dropped 66 on them. They ain't facing Oklahoma on Thursday night.
All right, so then take
dead under for me.
I'm laying the 3.5, and I altered the first game over 68.5. God,
what have they done the last few years? Hold on, let me see. Is there like a history of some high scoring games between these two? Here we go, Joe. I actually have it right on, right up here.
Yeah, give it.
Last year, 27-16, Toledo. Tulsa won. 44-10 the year before that. 31-17 before that. I mean, these aren't, you know, this is an under for me. I'm going to take a shot, Joe. Take a shot.
Take the shot. I'm taking Tulsa. I think they absolutely boat raced them at home.
Right. How about a 17-0 Tulsa win? There you go. Everybody wins.
Now you see, that's...
What?
No, that could happen.
17-0 Tulsa wins. Everybody goes home happy. Jacksonville State visits Sam Houston State. Jacksonville under. State's favorite on the road, 6.5. And this total, Joe, 36.5. Now, Sam Houston State,
Gutty,
they're gaining a little bit of a reputation for a bit of a blue-collar defensive team here. Now, they're 0-3. Yeah. But, Joe, 14-0 they lost to BYU. 13-3 they lost to Air Force. Now, they did finally give up 38 last week against Houston and Donovan Smith. Jacksonville State's out to a 3-1 start. They beat UTEP. They beat Eastern Michigan. Lost to Coastal.
I'm putting this parlay in. I like what I have here.
You like what you have here.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Sam Houston State just stepped up from FCS. You're right. Defense, they're playing good. But Jacksonville State just made the move last year to FCS.
Yeah, this is their second year.
Right. So this is almost an even playing field. Honestly. I mean, I watched Jacksonville State in terms of that week one victory. They're good, but I don't think they're 6.5, 7 points better than Sam Houston State. Give me Sam Houston State with the points.
I'm on the under.
Oh, come on with these unders. Will you stop?
I'm sorry. This is why, Joe. I mean, what do you want me to say to you? It's where I see the game. I got a 13-0 game with BYU. I got a 13-3 game with Air Force. I mean, they're holding good offenses to under 20 points.
BYU's offense isn't elite. Let's not get crazy now.
It was pretty elite when they were in Fayetteville a couple weeks ago.
Arkansas was banged up.
I don't want to. You were on the over that day, weren't you?
Oh, I laddered that. I had a great day.
Well,
it was my last good day.
BYU scored some points in Kansas last week despite not covering. This team held them to 13.
All right, so take the
What about Air Force, who me and you both love? Air Force been running over people like a bulldozer. Not this team. 13-3.
They made some mistakes in that game. I watched that game, too.
Now, I don't mind either taking him with the 6.5 at home as a home dog. I don't mind that. You want to take him on the money line?
No, I'm not taking him.
You want to splash? Let's splash.
No splash. No splash.
How about this? I haven't gotten to say this to you in a while. Why don't we put it with the golf?
No. Get out of here.
Put it with the golf.
You see, you're doing
this. How about this?
Stop.
Sam Houston State to win outright, plus 205. And what do we got here for you? Let me give you a juicy one. Let's put that with, what do we got here? What could we do? A top point scorer for the Ryder Cup this weekend. Max Homa, top USA rookie.
No, I'm not doing it. Stop.
At plus 175. That'll give us a plus 738. Juicy, Joe.
No.
If we can get that Sam Houston money line.
I put the parlay in already. You ready?
So that's it. It's over. Once again, Joe's Restaurant, open for business.
Don't do that to me this week.
Table for one.
Take it back.
Table for one. Table for one.
I knew you put the kibosh. You did it on purpose.
What are you talking about?
You had the Billy Club out. You were hoping I'd go over.
Come on. What is gloating. This? What world are we living in?
You knew I went 0-7 in the college. You were grinning from ear to ear.
I wasn't, actually. I only care about if I'm going to the window, Joe. That's it.
Well, now the truth comes out. I'm the team player, and you're the selfish one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm only taking beats from your playbook. That's all that I'm
Boss
doing.
Boss hog. Boss hog.
I'm the one who always wants everyone to eat.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. You're catering to everybody.
I'd prefer everybody nice win. Guy. You're more like me. Him. All right, quickly, a couple games that I know for sure we won't get to the next couple days. Let's see. Let's can PJ actually cover 11.5 against Lafayette, against the Raging Cajuns? Is Minnesota? Look, how about these games that they have played so far this year?
They lost their two best players last year, starting quarterback.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
Man, it's 11.5 points.
What time is that kick?
That's a noon East kick. 11 local in Minnesota.
How come I don't see it?
You got to go to games.
I got every game up.
Yeah, well, it's after the Texas A&M Arkansas game on the big board.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I'm on the Raging Cajuns plus 11.
I'm not touching that game. If anything, I think
could be a best bet.
No, really, you're crazy.
I'm just kidding. I'm not playing that game.
You know what game is good that I like? You're gonna laugh. I'm going after your team.
South Alabama, James, don't plus. Tell. Yeah, sure. I knew you were gonna do that this week. This has become emotional.
A lot of mush is on James Madison. A lot.
They cover that game with a breeze on Saturday.
Yeah, a breeze. A breeze.
Breeze. Breeze.
A lot of mush is on James Madison
for the Monarchs. Oh, is that right? You've been I know you check in with the mushes. I know you've got a group of people that you consider to be mushes, and you spend the week checking whether they tweet their picks or they have podcasts or they have whatever, and you want to round up who's on the mush trail is what you do.
No, I know exactly what you do. I pick a side, right? First. And I do all my work, and then how I confirm it to make sure I'm definitely on the right side is the mush fact.
Now, this South Alabama team, can you talk? Now, honestly, Joe, they go into Stillwater, and they completely rack Oklahoma State. And then they lose outright at home to the Chippewas?
Yeah, Chippewas are not a bad team.
Oh, stop. Oh, you got to be kidding me, Joe.
Why?
McElwain, you're going to come on.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The Monarchs roll in this game.
You're crazy. They're a Heckle and Jekyll type of team.
Now, you like this game, but it's not worth talking about the next 2 days.
What?
And that's Virginia getting the 3.5 at Chestnut Hill against Boston College.
I don't know.
That's a dead under for me, too. Another under. Under 54.5. Two teams that you talk about anemic offense. Those two teams.
Remember when everybody was praising Halfley a couple of years ago?
Ugh.
They were carrying Halfley during the throughout the streets of Chestnut Hill. See, I like when we just talk these games out. We go into the deep dive tomorrow. So this is what it's all about.
We're the just deep talking. Dive.
Deep dive.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! Carver and Lisi with you. You make everything. 844-843-6879. Joe, I've never seen this before. I was looking at the college games.
Yeah.
FanDuel has a weekly special for college now?
Yeah, always.
Has that always been there? I've never seen this before. And I stare at this thing 5 days a week, 6 days a week when we're doing the show. And I've never seen weekly specials for red zone specials for college football.
Let's do this one this week. Each SEC team scores one touchdown and one field goal.
80-1. No thanks.
We got to worry about Auburn.
Yeah, you know who you really got to worry about?
God, let me hear.
Mississippi State. And yeah, you got to worry about Auburn, too. Auburn's not going to score this week.
Miss State is scoring. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right, you know, you keep bashing this team, and you know what? You're going after my picks this week yet again because you're sticking
your chest
out like a little bully.
I'm not going after you. I don't even know your picks. I don't know your picks.
Yeah, you know. You went on it on Coast to Coast 2 days ago. You're coming out on me now. It's all right. I'm going head-to-head. I'm going to smack you around this weekend with the picks.
How about each Big 12 team to have a rushing touchdown, 10-1?
Where's that?
Each Big 12 team to score one plus rushing touchdown on Saturday, 10-1. At the bottom of the chart.
Yeah, we got to worry about. Could Baylor give it to us? Baylor, UCF?
Yeah, they get some running touchdowns there. Why not?
Yeah, let's do that one. I'll do that one.
Want to do it? Have a little fun. Tomorrow, Joe, we have a lot to do. Lots of games to go over as we get a little closer to the weekend. All right, great job as always by Matthias Burbell. Great job by you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow back here on the grid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.